This is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, I think we have a change or two this evening.
There are two changes, Mr. Chairman. Staff would request that under the other business section of the agenda, that the item Lands of RDL Properties LLC and also Lands of Timothy and Jessica Toyce be removed from the agenda, and staff will work with the applicant to bring those back at a future date.
Move to approve as revised.
A second.
Okay, the agenda's been moved and seconded to be approved as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the May 12, 2022 meeting.
Any changes that
unless there are any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Okay, great.
Make a motion to approve as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 12, 2022 meeting as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, on to other business. Our first item is Stillwater's Phase 11 of the Peninsula on Indian River Bay final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 79 single-family condo units as Phase 11 of the Residential Plan Community, RPC, of the Peninsula on the Indian River Bay. The plan features a centrally located stormwater management facility, sidewalks that connect to the existing shared path, an emergency access easement to a connecting street, and other site improvements. Ordinance number 2690 amended the original conditions of approval for the RPC to allow for the increase in single-family condo units that are presented in the plan. The final site plan complies with the zoning code, conditions of approval, and the master plan for the community, which was also provided in the commission's packet this evening. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 30, parcels 317 and 317.02, and District 234, Map 30, parcel 318 through 365, and the zoning district is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
All right, then. I'm making a motion to approve the final site plan for Stillwater's Phase 11 of the Peninsula on Indian River Bay.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Stillwater's Phase, is Phase 2 or Phase 11?
It's Phase 11.
Phase 11, okay. Of the Peninsula on the Indian River Bay's final site plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Mount Air NPW System Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of Mount Air NPW system, a water treatment plant within the existing Mount Air facility. The proposed improvements are for the purpose of supporting the overall operations of industrial poultry processing at the Mount Air facility. At their meeting of Monday, May the 4th, 2009, the Board of Adjustment approved Board of Adjustment case number 10361. For a special use exception for a resource recovery plant for the site. The industrial uses on the plan include a plant structure, four 500,000 gallon water storage tanks, a manganese green sands backwash recovery tank, a manganese green sands filter, and other ancillary structures, including a pump station and generator. The improvements would occupy approximately 3.5 acres within the interior of the existing plant complex. The parcel is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24, approximately 0.28 miles east of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24, and Hollyville Road, that's Sussex County Road 305. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. And the zoning district is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District, and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 117. And staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably on this plan tonight, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Just out of curiosity, I think there's a typo. I think it's a green sand backwash recovery, not green sands. I don't know if that makes a difference, but.
It's a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, but.
Oh, yeah.
It is green sand. I looked it up. I was like, well, I don't know what this is, so I studied it. Yeah, I got nothing else to do at night, right? Anyway.
We'll get that fixed.
Anybody have any other thoughts on it?
Thank you.
No.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Mount Air NPW system, I move for approval of preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon, what are you waiting for, some agency?
Agency approvals, that's correct.
Upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moving seconded to approve the Mount Air NPW system preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Richard Tillman, preliminary site plan. Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for conditional use 2254, ordinance number 2794, for a proposed 780 square foot pole building to be used as an auto glass tinting shop. The property is located on the north side of West Line Road, that's Sussex County Road 512. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval that have been established by the Commission. The tax parcel is District 532, Map 19, Parcel 52, and the zoning district is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and therefore the plan is eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, with regards to Richard Tillman preliminary site plan, I make a motion to approve this as preliminary and final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Richard Tillman preliminary site plan as a preliminary and final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is a site plan number 22-11, Wyoming Millworks Milton Facility Expansion preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the site formerly known as Baker Industrial Park for the development of a 5,000 square foot building, 5,000 square foot retail building, three 9,600 square foot lumber houses, associated parking, and other site improvements totaling 38,800 square feet of gross leasable floor area. The property is located on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, that's Sussex County Road 248, also Route 30. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The zoning district is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 19, Parcel 23.01. And if the commission desire to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, as currently we're awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regard to S-2211, Wyoming Millworks, Milton Facility Expansion, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan S-22-11, Wyoming Millworks Milton Facility Expansion as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the subdivision 2019-20, Scenic Manor, formerly known as Estates at Mulberry Knoll, request to amend conditions of approval.
Following discussions with the applicant, it has been identified that the conditions of approval generate a potential conflicting requirement with the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, TID, infrastructure recoupment agreement entered into with the county and DelDOT. A request has been received to modify condition R to delete the current language and substitute the following. The applicant shall comply with all the terms and conditions of the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District Infrastructure Recoupment Agreement, say that three times fast, dated March 7th of 2022, incorporated herein by reference. The preliminary subdivision plan for the subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 319 single-family lots on 166.83 acres plus or minus and is located on the east and west side of Mulberry Knoll Road, that's Sussex County Road 284, and a tax parcel is District 334, Map 18, and Parcel 43.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the amended conditions of approval for 2019-29 Scenic Manor, formerly known as Estates at Mulberry Knoll. Do I need to put anything else in there, or just?
No, I think it's to amend it as to the language as requested.
As the language as requested. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for subdivision 2019-29 Scenic Manor, formerly known as Estates of Mulberry Knoll. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is subdivision 2021-04 Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmount, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval for the preliminary subdivision plan for Autumndale, formerly known as Fairmont, and that's subdivision number 2021-04, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27, 2022. The Commission last reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, May the 12th, 2022, and took no action. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 104 single-family lots on 73.905 acres plus or minus and is located on the south side of Hollyville Road, that's Sussex County Road 48, approximately 0.43 miles southwest of the intersection of Harbison Road, that's Route 5, and Hollyville Road. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 14, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
So I find it kind of odd that all of a sudden the question came up with their language that we have on our lighting. What have they been supplying with? We've had this condition since I've been on board. I mean, what have they been putting?
So we have been using that condition, but the street lighting designs themselves are not shown on the final subdivision plat. So presumably the condition is or is not being complied with elsewhere. So we did reach out to DEC ourselves and ask the question, and they've confirmed what the applicant is telling us in terms of the street lighting, that in terms of the product that they purchase and they acquire is not, and I think there's a term here, it's dark sky compliant, that was the word, and we've reached out and received confirmation of that. But as for whether this has been an issue in other subdivisions, this is the first we're hearing of it. So
yeah, I think that's really interesting, because that condition is put on subdivisions since I can remember, and now all of a sudden it's not something that can be. So anyways, I tried to do my due diligence and I reached out to an electrical engineer myself, and the fully shielded part, I was told that is actually, if you hear like a hum coming through your radio when you go into an area that's a lot of street lights, that's the electricity that's coming through, and that's the fully shielded stops that from happening. That's the function of that. So the new language, I don't really have a problem with it. But then we talked a little bit about the K, and if you could do you have that you could put up for me, that photo I sent you? So for the downward screen lighting, I'm told that any of them can do that, but it really depends on the K, which is the Kelvin, and it measures the light. And ironically, I was told that for the coastal areas, it should be more towards the red colors. And for like high parking lots and things like that, you know, it would be more towards the blues and the white. But for subdivisions, it should lean more towards, and especially he made it a point to say for the coastal areas, and he actually said because the animals then know the distinction between the moon and the lights, which I thought was interesting. I'm sure I'll have a nasty quote about somebody. But I don't know that we want to get that technical with, unless the new condition said it needs to be less than, or 3,000 or less. Because that really would then take away the lighting, if we feel that it's a problem with too much light. Anybody have any thoughts on it, or just leave it at what they have proposed, which is downward screen and minimal?
I guess my only question, Ms. Wingate, because I don't know the answer, is whether staff would be able to enforce the pay level, you know, if they go out and inspect it. I don't think that's something you all are...
Do you inspect it anyways, though, or is it on the plan that says this is going to be the type of fixture that we have with this type of light?
Right, I don't know. That's why I asked the question.
Correct, and we rely on DEC to actually go out and police what the actual luminaire specification is, so we don't go out and check the bulb illumination, and we do check position and where it is on relation to the drawings, but we don't check bulb intensity.
I couldn't imagine that you should have to do that, but, and I'm not trying to make this a bigger deal or make it a more of a problem for anybody, but if we're really concerned about the amount of light, then I think that needs to be considered, the number that we're using. Or if we don't want to, we just say downward screen like they have proposed.
It would be interesting to know what they're recommending, because I don't know.
Oh, I have that written down in my car, darn it. It's a type 2 light, which I believe is 2,000, is what they...
2,000 K?
I think is what they stock. I've got it written on
that. That looks like the color that I have in my development, the 2,000.
That's really toward the...
So he said, when I talked to them at the co-op, he's like, he said, just if you say a type 2 type light, which is the LED lights they're using now, that's what they would be. But he said, which the old type lights were 360, so you had light up, down, everywhere. Yeah. This is only going down with less bleed up into the sky, but it's not dark sky compliant, which means there will be some bleed, but not...
But that depends on the K number, though. We'll determine whether or not it's dark sky, is what I was told.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm okay with the language that's proposed, but it is something that I would like to know more about at a future time, because the dark sky compliant, I think, is what we all have in our heads when we're thinking of...
Right. That's what I'm thinking when I say that.
I was thinking that that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And I can see how you would think that, because quite honestly, that's what I thought we were getting too. But it's probably beyond what we can do tonight, but it's probably something to put on the list.
Yeah, we should get the expert from the power company.
At some point, yeah, we should. We should put that on our list of things to do when we're looking at things next time.
So should I make a motion then to approve the language that they have? Is that how I should handle this? Okay.
I would.
Okay.
As far as the lighting goes.
All right. Yeah. Any more discussion? Nope.
I just have a question, because you brought up a point that I hadn't thought of, and I know Ms. Stevens and I, the downward shielded, I think that originated... You know, and I was thinking shielding the light, not shielding the electricity.
No, that's what, when I read dark, because I was going by what dark sky, you know.
Right. So. Not the electricity.
Yeah. It's going shielding. It doesn't mean what we think.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what this guy told me.
So it would be interesting at some point to be able to explore exactly what's involved with being dark sky compliant. I'm sure it's probably something they're not doing. They probably don't want to do, but given enough lead time, and if we thought it was important enough, it could be something that could find its way into a future ordinance. So,
okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-04 Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmont, I make a motion to approve the condition to read a system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to amend the conditions of approval.
That's your fine.
We okay?
Yeah, we'll just do another motion, so just deal with it. We go with that one.
Okay. For subdivision 2021-04 Autumndale, formerly known as Fairmont, as requested by the applicant. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? Carried.
On that same one, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, there was a second request to amend on Autumndale condition K. And I'm reading from a letter from the applicant's attorney. It says, condition K requires the developer to install a pathway around the central pond. It remains unclear whether the commission is requiring the developer to install the pathway proffered on the site plan, or if the commission intended to require a developer to install a pathway around, meaning all the way around, I guess, that centrally located stormwater pond. The developer respectfully requests the commission only require the developer to install a pathway like the pathway shown on the site plan instead of requiring a pathway to be installed, again, circumventing the whole pond around the centrally located stormwater pond.
I have a question with this, and I'm sorry, I should know this. Autumndale is a big triangle, right? And all of the, do all of the lots back up to the pond? I'm sorry,
It is a triangle. All the lots on the inside of the triangle essentially back up to it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the ones on the outside obviously face outward.
Okay. I would prefer that it be around, just because what you're doing is you're creating an open space that's not really open for anybody to use except for the people who live there. And then you're requiring the people on the outside to pay for them to be able to use that space. It's expensive to upkeep on these stormwater ponds, and everybody has to pay it. So why
should
they?
The people that don't live on the pond would still have access to walk around and enjoy it.
I don't want them to do, I mean, I'm not asking them to pave it. I'm not asking them to
do a mulch trail, around it where people can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I can agree with it if it's not a heavy cost like asphalt or concrete. Yeah.
No, I'm not asking for any. I don't
first ground mulch around it would work. Yeah.
So, I don't care if they mow a path, but I want it on the plan so that when people are buying their homes, they know that somebody could be walking on a path behind their house. That's all I care about. That they can't come back and say, we didn't know.
Okay, I agree with that. So I will deny the request to change condition K for 2021-04 Autumndale, formerly known as Autumndale and Fairmont.
Or is that just, do we need to clarify that what we meant was around the stormwater? Isn't that what they're asking for, clarification? They're asking that we not do it, but if we are doing it, that we clarify.
States around the central pond, so I think it's, you know, from that, it's pretty clear, but I think the motion would be that, you know, the condition K that requires a pathway around the central pond remains unchanged because a pathway is required to circumvent the entire pond.
That's my motion.
Second.
Okay. The move and seconded to deny the request to, give me some words here, Councillor. What are we saying? To
deny the request to amend condition K to remain so that it remains as it's currently drafted, so that there is a pathway installed around the entire central pond. In other words, that it circumvents that entire central pond.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Our next
item is the subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch. Request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, and that's subdivision number 2021-05, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27th, 2022. The Commission last reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, May the 12th, 2022, and took no action. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 196 single-family lots on 135.524 acres plus or minus, and is located on the east and southeast side of Hollyville Road, approximately 0.8 miles south of Hurdle Ditch Road, that's Sussex County Road 290. And the tax parcels are District 234, Map 16, parcels 1.01, 1.02, 3, 4, and 5. And the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Well, I think I have to take the same position that putting it around the pond should happen, the walkway.
I'm sorry, I was talking to Mr. Whitehouse. So Turnberry, Mr. Whitehouse, correct me if I'm wrong, the only one on there is to deal with the street lighting.
It is the street lighting only.
Yeah, there's not, and I'm going from Ms. Pete's letter. I know, I have to sort through it all. The installation of pathways around the stormwater ponds was on a condition of approval, so we don't have to deal with that. So it's just the street lighting.
Just the street lights.
That's correct.
And it was condition H.
Thank you. Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to condition H, with regards to 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch, I make a motion to approve the amendment of approval for condition H.
Is that right?
Second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to approve the request to amend condition H of the approval for subdivision 2021-05 Turnberry, formerly known as Unity Branch. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just so we're clear for the minutes, and that's the same condition as prior. It'll say, "A street lighting system that provides lighting in the downward direction with minimum uplighting shall be provided."
Thank you.
So noted in the motion.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. All right, our next item is the subdivision 2021-11 Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval for the preliminary subdivision plan for Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, subdivision number 2021-11, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, December 9th, 2021. The commission last reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and took no action. This AR1 cluster subdivision proposes 97 single-family lots on 48.93 acres, more or less, and is located on the south side of Fisher Road, Sussex County Route 262. Tax parcels District 334, MAP 10, parcel 69. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
So this one, if I'm looking at the June 3 letter from Ms. Pete, we're dealing with the street lighting condition as well, and that was also condition H, as it turns out. But then in their letter...
This is the more or less one.
Yeah, the preliminary plat was amended to add the pathway around the central stormwater pond, and they attached that. In light of the amendment to the preliminary plat, the developer withdrew its request to amend condition J, as the preliminary plan was updated to include a pathway. So that means all we're dealing with on this one is the street lighting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Chair, with regards to 2021-11 Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road, I make a motion to approve the request to amend the conditions of approval for H, street lighting, a system of fully shielded and downward screed street lighting.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the request to amend condition H, street lighting of approval, of the approval of subdivision 2021-11 Lightship Cove, formerly known as Fisher Road. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-12 Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval of the preliminary subdivision plan for Miralon, formerly known as Cool Spring, subdivision number 2021-12, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27th, 2022. The commission last reviewed this request at their meeting of Thursday, May 12th, 2022, and took no action. This is an AR1 cluster subdivision and proposes 144 single-family lots on 72.0 acres, more or less, and is located on the northeast side of Cool Spring Road, Sussex County Route 290. The tax parcels are District 234, MAP 5, parcel 37, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
So what are the conditions?
So this one is Miralon, so it's the street lighting one again, which is condition H. And then on the paths, and I'm reading from Ms. Pete's letter, the commission imposed a condition of approval I, requiring the developer to install a pathway around the ponds in the front of the subdivision. And as stated in the March 14th letter to the commission, there are a total of 6 stormwater ponds proposed in Miralon, and 3 to 4 of the ponds are located towards the front of the community. And I'm continuing, significantly, the number of proposed stormwater ponds is subject to change because the site has not gone through final engineering. Also, it remains unclear what stormwater ponds the commission considers to be in the front of the subdivisions. For those reasons, and all the reasons stated in that March 14th letter, the developer requests amendment or deletion of condition I because it is not clear which ponds require installation of pathways and whether these ponds will even remain on the final site plan, or if the commission decides to amend condition I, the developer respectfully requests that the commission only require a pathway proposed partially in the woods and around Wet Pond 1, as further detailed in Exhibit C, which Mr. Whitehouse can get us to.
How many of these lots have been sold?
I don't even think that's final at this point, so none. Yeah.
So we have, it hasn't been represented to anyone that there's going to be a pond, a path around the pond?
No, wait, so I went back and looked at this one, and I did not have time to go back and listen to the hearing on it, but that was in the motion, that was added to that motion at some point, not during the, you know, the conversation up here, but in the drafting of it, but I can't determine who requested it or why from my notes, so.
I personally think that like paths, or at least a path around, you know, a significant pond that's wet is around the entire thing, you know, because we've been talking about this some tonight, not just part of it, is really, it's really a nice amenity. And I mean, you know, I think that if it's concrete or paved, it's even better. But I do also think that if they haven't sold any of these lots yet, and they haven't represented to the buyer that you know, they're going to provide it, that I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if people want a path around the pond and they have an opportunity to purchase, they might just go purchase somewhere else. So I don't think I have a, and then the lights.
That's the same as the others. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Any other comments?
For some reason, I was thinking this one that they had talked about a path around the one. There's like one up in the corner
if
there.
If you want to go to,
that's the one I thought that they were. I thought
the
they
first
had talked
page
about.
Of C, you can actually see it, the pond in the front. You can sort of see it there, but yeah. If you go to the next page, actually, the next page, right there.
Right there. That was the one that. I guess it. I don't know. Actually, no idea where it came from.
We do have a representative of the developer here.
What do you know? She loves hanging out here. I don't, you know, if we were only talking about the front one anyway, I don't.
There's the second one, there's that one.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, that's not really toward the front. I tend to agree with Ms. Pete on that. It wasn't.
So what they're proposing is that it would be around. It would be into the woods, and what did it say on the thing?
The commission only require pathway proposed partially in the woods and around Wet Pond 1, as further detailed in Exhibit C. So.
And Wet Pond 1 is the one up in the left corner. Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
I'm good with that.
Is that, Ms. Pete, is that Wet Pond 1, that one right there? We ought to make sure we're right on this. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I wanted to say that, too. So we had submitted Exhibit C into the record. It was in red that specifically proposed the pathway. And I can submit this now.
Yeah, just, maybe better submit that now.
Let's do that. You good with that, Mr. Hopkins?
Yep. Okay. Any other comments?
Nope.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-12, Mirlan, formerly known as Cool Spring, I move for approval of the request to amend conditions of approval as requested.
So that means that the street lighting condition H will state a system of street lighting that provides lighting in the downward direction with minimal uplighting shall be provided, and that condition I be amended so that it only requires a pathway around Wet Pond 1 partially in the woods and around that pond, fully around that pond, as shown on Exhibit C submitted this evening. And Exhibit C will attach to the minutes and make sure everybody's clear with that.
Is that your motion, Mr.
So moved. And it's because they didn't present it to one buyer yet that the path is going to be there.
There you go.
A second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant the request to amend conditions of approval as stated in the motion for subdivision 2021-12, Mirlan, formerly known as Cool Spring. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
I think my attempt at that motion might have been less clear than the original motion itself. I don't know, anyways, we got the gist of it, and we have that picture.
I think we all know what we meant, we just hope it gets in writing that way.
No, and we've got the drawing that shows it in red.
Well, actually, yeah, the Exhibit C would,
Terrifying.
Will kind of tell the tale. All right, moving on, our next item is Headwater Cove Amenities Plan, Preliminary Amenities Plan.
This is an amenities plan for the construction of a 4,425-square-foot clubhouse, multi-use courts, mailboxes, a fence pool, parking, and other site improvements for the Headwater Cove Residential Subdivision. Headwater Cove Subdivision Number 2017-19 received final subdivision plan approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of April 11, 2019. The subdivision created 163 single-family lots. Staff note that a portion of the multi-use courts is permitted to exist within the 50-foot buffer. Additionally, the interconnectivity easement was slightly relocated to the north. However, it is consistent with the original condition that was set, as it is still within the vicinity of the pool and parking lot area. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval for the subdivision. Tax parcels District 234, Map 11, Parcel 66. The zoning is AR1 and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for preliminary and final approvals.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the preliminary amenities plan as the preliminary and final for Headwater Cove Amenities.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve the Headwater Cove's, Cove Amenities Plan as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next two items, lands of RDL Properties LLC and lands of Timothy and Jessica Tice LLC, have been removed from the agenda. So if there's anyone here with an interest in either one of those, they have been removed from the agenda and will be addressed at a later time. Our next item is lands of Four Seas Properties LLC, minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of two lots plus residual lands off a 30-foot access easement. Proposed lot one will be 0.4594 acres, more or less. Lot two will be 0.7178 acres, more or less. And the residual parcel will be 0.5953 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of New Road, Sussex County Road 266. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcels District 335, Map 8, Parcel 146. The zoning's AR1, Agricultural Residential. And staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desire to act favorably, final approvals are requested to be made by staff.
I just have a question. I thought, don't they have to be at least a half acre?
They're on sewer and water. They're 20,000.
So we're still okay with it being a minor subdivision with all that they're doing here? So.
Correct. It's the number of lots, as long as it meets the, if it's on sewer.
You rarely see them on sewer. They're usually more out in the country.
It's unusual.
Okay. Well, then I'm fine. Then I'll make a motion. Okay. To approve the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for the lands of Four Seas with final to be by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement for lands of Four Seas Properties LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Dennis Paquette, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
You missed Sunshine Drive.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Sunshine. Lands of Sunshine Drive LLC, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan to propose the creation of one additional lot and residual lands off of a 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of approximately 0.97 more or less acres. Proposed lot two consists of approximately 1 acre more or less, and the residual land will consist of approximately 1.96 acres more or less. The property is located on the west side of Marsh Road, Sussex County Route 521. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. Tax parcel is District 231, Map 7, Parcel 31.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Sunshine Drive, LLC.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Sunshine Drive, LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is lands of Dennis Paquette, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 23.856-acre more or less parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off a proposed 50-foot ingress egress easement. Proposed lot one consists of 6.871 acres, more or less, and the residual lands consist of 16.985 acres, more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of Ponder Road, Sussex County Route 232. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. Tax parcels, District 230, Map 20, Parcel 14.03. The zoning's AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for the lands of Dennis Paquette.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Dennis Paquette. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision concept plan to propose the subdivision of an 8.5-acre, more or less, parcel into three lots and residual lands. The lots will be located off of a proposed 50-foot-wide ingress-egress access easement over an existing paved road. Proposed lot one and proposed lot two each consist of approximately 1.3 acres, more or less. Proposed lot three consists of approximately 3.2 acres, more or less, and the residual lands consists of approximately 2.7 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of St. Johnstown Road, Sussex County Route 600. This is a concept plan only, and a formal subdivision plan will be submitted upon approval of the concept plan. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 430, Map 5, Parcel 23.
Not in receipt of other approvals.
I'm sorry.
Are you waiting on approvals?
Yes, all okay. Agencies.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, with final by staff after all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Yoder Properties, LLC, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item.